Radio 4. Afternoon Theatre.
Avviamento. Peccatoribus quoque nobis. Comitio et. Salutaribus preceptis, salutaris calicem.
What's happened?
This.
That? What is it? What's going on?
It was knocking against the window. I looked out and in the moonlight it was horrible. I'm sorry, Aunt Margaret, I just smashed the glass.
But what on earth? It's a doll.
Yes.
With a hat pin stuck in her breast. She's bleeding.
We present Richard Morant, Kim Hartman, Peggy Thorpe Bates, and Brian Hewlett in The Catchmere Fugitive, a play for radio by John Ash. The Catchmere Fugitive.
I don't know what I can do.
I'm awfully sorry to bother you, Mr. Cox, but they said you'd
Who
know.
Who said? I may be a historian, but I'm not a necromancer. Are you an undergraduate? Silly question. What are you reading?
Archaeology.
Oh, archaeology. I thought I hadn't seen you before. These are my rooms. Come in. Archaeology. I'm a medievalist. I suppose they told you that.
I know you're a great expert.
I can't be. I'm only 30. Here we are.
Oh, what a lovely room.
Oh, do shut up. Now, what is it? What have you got? Put it on the desk. I'm sorry, but I'm lecturing in 20 minutes. Would you like some sherry? What a disgusting object.
It's a doll.
Oh, I can see it's a doll. What's this spike stuck in its...
A hat pin.
Is it? Well, I've never seen a hat pin before. It's my shelf of life. Who stabbed her? Suffragette?
The hat pin belongs to my Aunt Margaret.
What's she been up to?
Nothing. I was staying in her house.
Where are my notes? Oh, can you see an orange folder anywhere? Hey, damn it. This thing of yours is messing up my desk. What's the matter with it?
It bleeds.
And how?
I'm sorry, Mr. Cox.
No. Leave it a moment. Let's take a proper look. A crudish model... of a young woman. Wood, clay, wax, probably on a wire frame. Face and hands painted. Obviously not old, probably made quite recently. Modern dress, shirt, skirt. Yes, of course. It's an effigy. Could be a caricature of yourself.
That's what I was afraid of.
Except, of course, that you haven't got a dirty great pin stuck in your,
Smith. Susan.
Miss Smith. Susan. Where did you get this nasty little object?
I was staying the weekend with my aunt in Derbyshire. It was a bitterly cold night. I woke up and this thing was banging against my window, almost as though it were trying to get in. I was really frightened, seeing it there in the moonlight. I smashed the window pane and snatched at it, and when I got it in, my hand was covered with this red, sticky stuff.
Mm. Well, look, it's obviously some kind of practical joke, you know? And some people find where a girl's sleeping, you know, they...
No, I don't.
They're bad enough in Oxford. What can they be like in, where was it?
Gaitrop. But it's only a village, a quiet village.
Oh, but villages are appalling places, absolutely appalling. Have you any idea what goes on in villages? You go walking down the street, waving your legs, and they all go off and they drink ale and they make plans. They probably think you're a cinch.
Gaitrop isn't like that. I almost wish it was.
What is this blood? It's a good imitation.
If you squeeze her, more runs out.
Ugh!
I think I've discovered what it really is. A man I know does chemistry. He took it to the lab and they've given me a note here.
Well, go on then. Read it. What does it say?
Adria Stigerola.
Oh, you've lost me.
Crinebark extract. They're not sure about it because it's vegetable matter with a lot of impurities, but that's what they think it is. Perhaps mixed with alder root, fermented and distilled.
Not a laboratory product, anyway.
Not a chance.
Mixed in a cauldron, perhaps?
The Bodleian found me a rare book on 16th century necromancy, with the only mention of Adria Stigerola they could find in the entire library. It's a prescription for imitating blood.
Hmm. Round and round the fire we go. You do realise that the 16th century is not my period, don't you?
You historians, nothing's ever my period.
Touché, touché.
Anyway, surely your Middle Ages were absolutely chock-a-block with witchcraft and superstition.
And that's why you brought that obscene article to me?
Yes.
Well, you listen to me, because you're absolutely wrong. In the Middle Ages, men clustered and clung to the churches throughout the land, which offered protection to their immortal souls, freed their spirits from fear, and shone light in the face of a very real Prince of Darkness. People stood in awe of Satan, and in even greater awe of the one true church and religion. Superstition had no place. Men were too busy building cathedrals. But didn't you see, it was only later, when the monasteries became luxurious and the friars got fat and people became worldly, that the black arts got going. Well, you know what Carlyle said, when men cease to believe in God, God pays them back by making them believe in Cagliostro.
The great necromancer.
Oh, yes, and he'd have been happy enough in the 16th century. Persecution of witches, so-called, from poor wretches up to royalty. Everywhere, insane, nasty curiosity about demons, alchemy, exorcism, blood sacrifices, ear of bat and toe of frog. God, talk of Cagliostro.
Talk of the devil.
Yes, come in, you shaggy brute, and tell us. Tell us all about this little horror messing up my desk.
But you can't, Mr. Cox.
What is there to tell?
Some people in Gaitrop have been to a lot of trouble to frighten me.
Good. Good. So long as you realise that that's all it amounts to.
There's nothing good about it. I want to know why.
How often have you been there?
When I was young. Then a short time last back. That's when I found the neck ring.
The what?
An Iron Age neck ring. On one of the old Kalterskarp banks. The next week I found another one. I literally stumbled on them. I've been up the last two weekends again. I want to do some more digging.
Well, I'm not surprised. Do you think that could be unpopular, though, in the village?
Honestly, I never thought of that. The banks are up on the hill. It's just open grassland.
Effigies. They've been used to threaten people in every continent on the globe. Can't they think of something new?
Who?
Adria Stigerola. Well, I suppose they could have got the formula from some old crone. Any witchy old women in Gaitrop?
Several.
Ah, there are those blinking notes. Look, I must fly.
Yes, of course.
But the main thing is, you've absolutely nothing to be frightened of. It's just a silly joke by a lot of stupid people. Chuck me my gown, would you?
Oh.
Thanks.
I must try to clean up your desk.
Oh, yes, do you mind? It looks like the scene of some ghastly crime.
By the way, Mr. Cox, I didn't tell you a man died in Gaitrop a few weeks ago. I wasn't there. My aunt said it was rather mysterious. The villagers don't think he was the only one. They think they're cursed. Perhaps they are. I mean, we think we're educated. We can scoff at it.
I am not scoffing. I'm simply asking you to use one particle of that intelligence which brought you to this ancient seat of learning.
Where Ridley and Latimer were burnt. There, outside, in Balliol Ditch.
A conflict of belief, some logic, and much political expediency. Certainly not superstition.
You never feel their ghosts?
No. You'll be sorry to hear I once put a jerry on the martyr's memorial. And look, someone's played a prank on you too. Forget it. Go back to your aunt's village the next weekend available. It's obviously good work you're doing.
I can't! If you were there, even you, you'd know. You'd feel.
I'm not an exorcist, but if you really want someone to hold your hand,
yes.
dear. Yes. Yes, of course. It'll be quite all right. The same train. Mm. All right. Goodbye, dear. Oh, and this time, do bring some warmer clothes. Yes. Yes. Goodbye. That was my niece.
Oh, yes. Susan.
Oh, of course. You met her last weekend.
I did indeed. Such a pleasant girl. Very intelligent.
She was saying that these things she found up at Stendland have attracted a lot of attention in her department at the university.
I'm not surprised. She showed them to me. They're Iron Age ornamental neck rings. The kind of thing they found at Castle Nays.
Afraid I don't know much about them.
Clever girl. She followed the tracks of one of the old counterscarp banks and just turned them over with her foot.
Well, I suppose you had to know where to look. It's very bare and bleak up there.
She's very kindly offered me one for my little museum, if it's authenticated.
Well, I think she said that they have been.
Do you know if she found anything else up there?
Anything else? Well, I'm not sure. Of course, she hasn't been at it long.
I bet she can't wait to come back and have another look at the hill.
She's bringing a friend from Oxford, James.
Well, I hope he isn't too much of a distraction.
Oh, it's not that kind of a friend. He's a lecturer.
A don?
Suppose he must be a senior archaeologist. His name is Cox.
I hope you don't mind walking. It's not far.
Can I carry that for you?
No, of course not.
It's a pretty little place.
If you say so. Anyway, it doesn't run to a taxi. One shop, one pub. That's the pub.
You go in there?
Yes. Well, not that I'm exactly welcome, I don't think.
No, why not?
A girl alone, in jeans.
Hmm. It's very quiet.
A silent watch on the new arrivals. Here she comes again with a fella.
You really don't like this place.
Not with the sun going down, no, I don't.
I expect your aunt's glad to see you.
Dear Aunt Margaret. By the way, about the doll. I don't think she'll want to talk about it.
I won't.
She rather sort of laughed it off.
Very sensible.
She has to live here. Alone, mostly.
If you're not put off, it'll do her a favour.
She's very good to me.
She has absolutely no explanation about...
Well, if she has, she's keeping it to herself.
Oh, what's that? Over there in the trees?
Oh, that? Oh, it's a folly. Some old lord of the manor put it up last century. Goodness knows why.
You don't need a good reason to build a folly, do you? That's the whole point.
A man called Cooper uses it now. James Cooper. He's a friend of Aunt Margaret's. He has a sort of private museum on the ground floor.
A museum?
Local antiquities. He wants one of my neck rings. It's a pretty ghastly pile, isn't it? Now more ghastly than ever.
Why?
That's where Padley broke his neck.
The man who fell?
From the roof of the folly. Fell, jumped, or given a shove.
Now, Sue. Murder? What did the inquest say?
Accident. Someone said he'd been acting strangely, but the coroner ignored it. Nobody else knew anything, saw anything.
So for goodness sake, why not leave it at that?
Mr. Cox, when...
I thought you were going to call me John.
When people here decide to clam up, John, you could hear a feather fall into a sack of cotton wool.
And when they decide to gossip?
They're incredible. Mrs. Herrick, for a start. Ada Herrick. She does for Aunt Margaret. Do you know what she told me? She said they'd found a skull beside Joe Padley's body.
A skull?
Hmm. A human skull. Don't ask me what they're supposed to have done with it. It certainly wasn't produced at the inquest.
You don't think that was just another attempt to frighten you?
Oh, probably. But I don't need to worry now, do I? Because you'll take care of me.
Well, I promised to help you lay a ghost or two in the interests of archaeology.
Oh, that's Aunt Margaret's down there.
I see it's not overlooked from the village.
No, thank goodness.
So your midnight horror wasn't witnessed by the public?
I've no idea who's up and about. Under a full moon.
Lunatics?
She's back, then. Usual, Stanley?
Thanks, George. Yes, she's back all right.
Only were here last week. Getting an habit.
Now then, Brother Chaplier this time.
Well, you know, students.
Yeah, these days.
All the way from Oxford for a bit.
Yes, and on your taxes and mine. Mm. Oh, by the way, the love, have one on me.
You have plenty, and Diartha's been filling me up.
I see that Oaks girl is back.
Not Oaks. Smith, her niece, Ada's been saying.
Susan Smith.
You should know.
Cox's name, that's all I am.
Boyfriend?
No, I don't think it's that.
Then why has he come? I think we ought to know.
I've been telling Arthur.
Oh, she thinks it's somewhat scientific.
Digging?
I suppose it could be digging.
Well, it's no good supposing, is it? I mean, you're the one who works in the house.
I don't hear everything. I mean, after all, it's none of my business.
Isn't it?
Mr. Cox, but I asked a couple of people to supper with us.
Oh, goodness. Should I have brought a suit?
Or... Oh, no, no, of course not. But, I mean, you're not too tired after your journey.
Oh, no.
It's just Mr. Cooper and the vicar. They're so interested in Susan's work, Mr. Cox, and I thought you'd like to have a nice chat about bones and things.
It's awfully sweet of you.
Before I'm found out, I think I should explain I'm not an archaeologist.
Oh, I thought that...
No, Mr. Cox is a historian.
Oh, well. Well, it's all much of a muchness, isn't it? And you are helping, Sue.
I hope so.
James Cooper collects local things, historical things. I'm sure you'll like him. And Mr. Hardman, that's the vicar. Well, they're great friends, naturally. So we should have a very jolly evening.
You'll let me know what I can do to help.
Now, you won't have to do anything at all, Sue. I've got some help.
Mrs. Herrick?
Yes, she's very kindly offered... Oh, I don't know what I'd do without Ada.
You could hardly call it work, Mr. Hardman. Mm-hmm. I just picked up some things by chance, that's all.
But you knew where to look.
It's no use arguing, Susan. The whole business was quite spectacular. Better than I've been able to do myself for a very long time. What do you think, Mr. Cox?
Oh, well, I'm no specialist, but... I must admit, I was impressed.
The time these ancient things lay there and nobody noticed. But, of course, it does take education.
How long are you staying?
Oh, just the weekend. Susan has to get back anyway.
In statu pupillare. I should think you're fairly indispensable yourself.
You're an historian, Mr. Cox?
That's right.
Perhaps you would care to look at some of our headstones. There are two Saxon crosses.
And a variety of legends. What would your main interest be? I mean, political? Cultural?
Well...
We try not to make distinctions now, Mr. Cooper. Pitch in sociology and religion, if you like.
As the lady says.
Sometimes I think sociology is becoming a religion.
I don't imagine the absentees from my services are engaged in sociology.
Oh, they're a pagan lot here, Norris. Mm. But they mean no disrespect. No, not to you.
What do I matter?
No, it's the same everywhere. Empty churches... And I'm afraid empty minds.
Oh, I don't know. Television, the Sunday papers, Scrabble.
Television reception in Gaythorpe is almost non-existent. We're in a sort of dead spot. I may say the milkman can't spell any better than I can.
I think the bad TV is something to do with Stendon Hill. You might dig it away a bit, Susan.
Are you taking Mr. Cox up there tomorrow?
I hope so, Mr. Hartman, if it's fine.
Now, make her be careful, Mr. Cox. It's very steep in places.
Mm. Well, is there anything else?
Oh. Oh, no, no, thank you, Ada. It's very nice of you to stay.
Good evening, Susan.
Good evening.
Mr. Cooper, Parson.
Ah, but is it safe? That's what I want to know.
Safe, George?
I don't know. I should keep it here. Behind my own bar, such a thing.
Bit of patience, George.
Is it legal, Arthur? I wish Mark Follett had kept it to himself. I do, and that's a fact.
He couldn't, could he? It's common property, like you might say.
Common property?
Aye. And here it is in a public place. And that's fitting. Now, if Mike Follett had taken it to his cottage, the law might have had something to say about that.
It's not foot law. It's foot parson, ain't it?
Hardman?
That's what I said, all along.
Hardman don't count. Never did, never will. Never tried.
Well, I don't fancy keeping it, and that's the truth. Time it were buried in a decent bit of earth.
We're never meant to be worried. Not with them markings on.
Oh, evening, Ada.
I'll have an half, George. It's been a long day, but... Oh, Arthur, still at it.
Hey, what's the news, then? They think this Cox fella could beat press.
Well, you know best than that. The press went after the inquest. Weren't no more to be said or found.
Aye, so they thought. Didn't make no difference where Joe Padley died. Didn't make no difference at all.
To what? To who? Here we are, Ada.
Thanks, George. Hey, show us that thing again.
Nay.
Go on, George, fetch it out. Any time you said. Not yawn, you said.
You're morbid, Ada. Morbid.
Come on, George.
Well, then.
Open it. What's it supposed to mean, do you fancy?
It's disgusting.
And no one's come looking.
Why, Mike never told the police, nor nothing.
The way I see it, I wish he had. I don't mind telling you.
It were our business, not theirn. Either he had it with him when he fell, or he saw it lying down there. Either way, he fell.
Why? That's what they want to know.
No one knows, do they?
Don't they? Don't they?
Be easy to avoid the subject.
Has she told Mr. Cox, do you think?
I really don't know.
Margaret, it's pretty obvious that he's come here for some reason.
I agree. I didn't expect to see Susan back so soon after what happened.
I'm surprised she wanted to come back at all.
And it's always worse at the weekend.
They don't know that yet.
Oh, well. I expect they'll be up on the hill tomorrow and get some fresh air.
Then I hope they're coming to see my collection.
James, I think you're only happy when you're nosing round in that folly of yours.
Maybe. Well, thanks so much. Lovely meal. Oh.
Good night, James.
Good night, my dear. Good night, Norris.
Well, let's get back to the fire. Hmm. I wonder where the others are.
It's good for you to have some company.
I suppose I do get lonely. One's own company is not always the best. I discovered that a long time ago.
Yes.
Before she died, my mother told me to leave this house, not to live on here alone. She said it would drive me crazy.
I doubt that.
I suppose I ought to get about more.
Yes, one has to make an effort.
Like James. He's so interested in things and involved. I wish I could be. Sometimes I think I don't know what I'd do without him. And you?
There's a total lack of community feeling in Gaythorpe. I never knew a place like it. I should blame myself.
No. No, I don't want you. You mustn't do that.
I should be one of these bouncing, jolly parsons, but have you any idea what an effort that takes for a man like me?
I wouldn't want you any different.
I wonder. I wonder. Well, it's my bedtime, too.
Perhaps we'll see you on Sunday.
There's no service. I'm preaching at Blaking.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
I won't be missed.
The effigy was hanging about here?
Yes, dangling from somewhere outside.
Oh, so we have an acrobat.
Anyone could climb over the back and across the roof to this gable. I looked.
A rooftop joker.
Poor Padley.
Oh, don't be silly. You mustn't make these connections. It's hysterical.
Thanks. It didn't happen to you.
It could have been done from inside.
With my bed under the window.
The hatpin, you said it was...
Oh, what, Margaret? You can forget about the hatpin. She didn't know how long it was missing. It's not the sort of thing one uses nowadays, after all.
Hmm. Well, I'm quite happy to sleep in here.
Oh, at least the window pane's mended. Sure you'll be all right?
Now, why not?
My room's at the back this time, with a nice view of the lawn and the trees.
King Kong could swing in.
Oh, very funny. John, don't you feel anything?
Feel?
Anything at all since you've been here.
All right. Just put me down as insensitive.
I know you're not.
How many people do you know here? How many have you met?
Well, one or two of my aunt's friends, of course. George at the pub. Harry Dempster. He's the farmer who owns part of Stenland Hill. Then there's Mr. Follett, the blacksmith. Not a very good farrier, they say, but he makes all sorts of other things. Oh, well, country people are never rude, are they? They all pass the time of day.
Well, they don't talk much in Gaythorpe.
Not to me. I sometimes think they'd like to.
They're a bit uptight just now.
Well, if you want to know, that's putting it mildly.
Well, then what's got into them?
What's got into me?
That is the question. You're an intelligent girl, Sue, and I'm not exactly an idiot. I admit someone did try to give you a scare. But that's not all that worries you in Gaythorpe.
No.
I shall open the window and sleep like a log.
I can vouch for the bed. It's not bad. We'd better go up the hill tomorrow to show William.
Fine. Oh, by the way, have you ever seen James Cooper's museum?
No, I've never seen the folly properly.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Is it?
Oh, come on, Sue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said he'd got things to interest both of us.
I begin to envy Iron Age Man in Gaythorpe. He slept through it all.
I'm sure he had his neuroses.
Perhaps.
Oh, ay me. What perils do environ the man that meddles with cold iron?
I'm glad you're here, John.
Through perils both of wind and limb, through thick and thin, she followed him.
We'll see about that.
Oh, what's this billy-do on my pillow?
Oh, I don't know. The note.
Pretty awful scrawl. Top, cliff, I, zat, us?
It's nonsense. Top, cliff. Cliff top. I, zat, sat, us.
It's not your aunt, Sam.
It can't be. Anyway, she'd hardly spell sat with a Z.
Then who? Who would?
I don't know.
Top of the cliff? Well, who sat and who's us? Well, how did this get here? I see the window isn't fastened.
It was meant for me. They thought this was still my room.
They? You keep talking about them. You make it sound so malignant. Anyway, it's just a scrap of paper. It could have come from anywhere. Just a doodle. It doesn't say anything.
Doesn't it? A cliff. I sat there.
Where? What are you talking about?
On Stenland Hill. The ground's given way in places. Where it has, it's quite steep and dangerous. You could say I sat on top of the cliff often.
All right. On the top of the cliff I sat. Then what about the us? Who's that?
Them.
Them?
Or you and I.
Oh, there you are, you two. Sue, you're shivering. It is cold up here. Oh, I'm so sorry. Come on down to the fire, and we'll all have some more coffee.
Evening, Mr. Cooper.
All gone home, George?
I don't stay late these evenings.
Am I in time for a brandy?
Not strictly speaking.
Oh, too bad. I've been up at Miss Oakes's. Cold night.
You can have one on me, sir. That makes it all right. Here we are.
Oh, it's extremely kind.
Mr. Cooper, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Take a look at this.
What is it?
I'd like you to see for yourself.
Shall I open it then? Good heavens. A skull. A human skull.
What I want to know...
Where did you get this?
I can't tell you, Mr. Cooper. I haven't the authority.
What on earth do you mean?
It was give me by a certain person to keep for all. Now, that's secret.
And did that person claim that this was his property?
The property of the village. That's the point.
Oh, ridiculous. How can it belong to the village?
Then who, sir? Who would keep such a thing for himself?
I don't know.
I was thinking you collect articles.
Nothing like this, certainly not.
What I want to know is it safe?
Safe? Well, it's hardly in a condition to do anybody any harm.
These markings, Mr. Cooper, all over the top, you see. What do they say?
I have no idea.
Quite fresh, they do. Much fresher than the rest of it.
Now, who knows about this? Who knows you've got it?
Some.
You're all crazy.
Another brandy now. I'll join you.
Oh, for goodness sake, let me pay.
After hours, not legal.
You're a careful man.
I've got my position. No bobby here, chivying. And no need. Your good health.
And yours. And yours. You
Don't want to keep this unpleasant object to you, especially not knowing for sure whom it belongs to.
I didn't say that.
Do you want me to take it?
I'm not authorized, Mr. Cooper. I wish I was.
Then listen to me. Put it away, hide it somewhere, in your cellar. And if your friends want to know where it is, tell them it's disappeared. That ought to shake them.
I don't rightly know.
Well, you asked for my advice.
All right.
Well, don't worry. It won't spoil the beer.
It's just between us. Just the two of us.
Of course.
You won't be telling...
Telling who, George?
Well, for a start, the young lady.
Miss Oakes's niece?
Emma's don't belong. They don't know the half on it. No sense in their meddling. No sense at all. Meddling's unlucky. Some will never learn.
I really am surprised at you. There's nothing to be scared about.
Joe Padley was scared, wasn't he?
Where did you get that idea?
Everyone knows.
Nonsense. There was no proof it wasn't an accident.
Here's the proof.
That thing? What are you talking about? I'm quite sure there was a perfectly simple explanation.
Explain these markings on it, Mr. Cooper. You can't, can you? Who ripped them signs? Who?
I will tell you just this. There is someone in this village who has to be protected.
Protected, Mr. Cooper? Against what?
From doing certain things that can't be helped.
Protected against themselves?
You understand.
And who's to protect this person, sir? You?
Put that thing away, George, and don't tell anyone where.
Oh. I think it's my bedtime.
Ooh, me too.
I'm afraid you must be dog-tired, both of you.
Well, if we're going to go tramping the hills tomorrow...
Now, don't you let her drag you around all day out there, Mr. Cox.
Mm-hmm. No, we've promised to visit Mr. Cooper's museum.
Oh, good. Then you'll be home for lunch.
That's all right. You will let us help.
No, no. Ada will be in and out. You see, I'm completely spoiled. It's no bother at all, and I'd just love to have you. Well, good night, Mr. Cox. Good night, dear.
Mm-hmm. Good night, Aunt Margaret. Thanks for everything.
Good night, Miss Oakes. Yes? Well, what is it?
John!
What? That's it.
Come quickly!
Don't
make a noise. Come with me. You can see from my window. Shut the door. I don't want to wake Aunt Margaret.
Now, what's up?
I couldn't sleep. I was so nervy. I turned on the light and drew the curtains. Look, John, down there on the lawn. A skeleton.
Good grief.
Oh, honestly, I've had it now.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Sit down. Take it easy. Look, I've known first-year medical students pull better stunts than this one.
It's horrible. He's got no head.
So it can't bite us.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, you must think I'm very stupid.
No, not at all. You were half expecting a shock and you got one.
What are we going to do?
Do? I'm going to get rid of that thing. If your aunt sees it in the morning, she'll have a fit.
Yes, all right. I'll come with you.
No, there's no need.
Do you think I'm going to stay here alone?
All right, but we'd better be quiet. Is there a torch anywhere?
Oh, on the hall table.
Ah. I'll close your curtains. Come on, then. Look, there you are. He's rather beautiful, really.
How can you say that? It's ghastly.
Very old, I should think, from the colour. Now, where can we put you?
By the ilex. There's a summer house. Shine the torch.
Oh, that ought to do, yes. Will you take his feet?
I don't want to touch it.
Oh, never mind. It's properly wired up, so he won't come apart. I can take him. After you. Ah, in that chest?
I don't know. Croquet things.
Well, let's have them out. Now, he can go in there. And listen, Sue. Tomorrow morning, in broad daylight, we'll come in here and we'll have a good look at him. Okay?
Yes, if you say so.
Well, it looks as if it'll be nice and sunny for them up on the hill.
Well, it's that clear. You can see them from the village. Saw them myself climbing up.
I wonder if they'll find something interesting.
Well, they don't need to, do they?
Why?
They got each other.
Yes.
Don't suppose they'll do much looking. Not for little bits and pieces. Well, not in soil.
They do take their activities quite seriously.
Well, that's what I mean, me duck. Only better watch out. There's no hiding up on Stenland. Plenty of little pair tried it.
Could you give me a hand with their bedrooms, Ada?
That's what I'm here for. Oh, something I meant to mention. Garden shed.
Summer house.
Doors open. Don't do this weather. Rotten old lock, that's the trouble. Rain coming.
Oh, well, if you say so, Ada. Oh, no, never mind. I'll go and see to it later.
Proper old model in there. She must give it a tidy.
All right, if you feel up to it.
No time like present, as Mr. Eric used to say.
No, Ada.
Before he was took.
Well, here we are, sitting on top of a... Yes, I suppose you could call it a cliff.
Okay, joke.
Well, at least we can. You should be dead.
Dead?
Well, the hatpin in the effigy, I read it up. In the eye to blind the person, in the leg to cripple, in the head to send insane. I'm afraid yours was in the heart.
I get the goddamn message, historian.
Actually, to mitigate the curse, you should have burnt that doll.
News for you. I did exactly that.
Oh, fine, fine. It's supposed to be the antidote. Sometimes.
I have a very strong inclination to murder you.
But you're feeling better?
Yes.
All, as they used to say, serene. Up here, anyway.
With a perfect view of Gaytrop? Not so serene.
Oh, you must admit it looks harmless enough.
They're sick.
It could be just one person. Just one, with a misplaced sense of humour.
You're wrong, John. But of course you, haven't felt it.
Oh, all right, I can't argue against vague sensations which I don't encounter.
Okay. Then argue against a female effigy made to very ancient specifications, and a human skeleton with no head, and a croquet box for a coffin.
Solid stuff. No monster risen from the dead, clothed in reeking garments and biting everyone in sight. Well, look at all those nice meadows in the sun. Hardly Dracula country, is it?
The houses huddle under the hill, old and grey and bleak. Gaytrop the accursed.
You may talk about a curse, but you don't seem to have any idea what it's all about. If it's an excuse for scaring you and maybe a lot of other people.
Badly.
Sue, one unconnected accident. Do you seriously think you're going to get pushed off a...
Cliff?
Look, let's talk about the skeleton. Now, how old would you say, the bones?
Centuries.
And buried as long. Now, nobody manufactured them. But, of course, it was very amusing to wire them together and leave them on your aunt's lawn, under your window.
The skull?
What about it?
The missing skull. Don't you remember?
Remember what?
Ada Herrick said they'd found a skull beside Padley's body. And I didn't believe her.
Then perhaps we'd better find it.
Do you really want to?
Of course. Whoever's got it is probably responsible for the whole... Listen, you don't think those bones could have come from Cooper's collection?
Well, he'd hardly fail to miss them, would he?
We can find that out soon enough. If not, we'd better ask the vicar if anyone's been dug up.
Who's that up there behind us?
Oh, yes. I can't quite see it against the sun.
It's James Cooper.
Ha! So it is.
He's coming over.
Hello there!
Sure, Ada, you've no idea how it got there.
You're not thinking I had anything to do with it?
No, of course not.
Funny place to put a skeleton. How long since you've been in there?
Not since we put the croaky things away. Oh, not for months.
And who put them away, then?
My niece and I, actually. We were playing with some friends.
Yeah. Are you going to tell her?
No. No, I don't think I will. No, I'll speak to Mr. Hardman.
Well, he won't know nothing.
Why do you say that? He's the vicar.
No, but he's above all this, isn't he?
Above all what?
Our little troubles.
Is that what you call them? Let me tell you something, Ada. There's nothing that happens to Gaythorpe that Gaythorpe doesn't deserve.
Now, now, Miss Oakes, it don't do to talk like that, me duck. It's tempting the devil, that's what it is.
Well, where is he? That's what I'd like to know. Ain't like old Drab to run off.
Why, look here, Harry. No sense in dogs straying down here.
Look, would I waste my time?
I ain't seen your Drab. Hey, has anyone seen old Harry's dog?
I don't know what gets into you lot down here. It's cagey, cagey all the time. If I didn't know he'd run this way, I wouldn't be asking, would I? Well, I won't grab back.
Yes, Harry, of course you do.
All right, good day.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's all right, Miss. I'm leaving.
Morning, George. Morning, all. George, you know Miss Smith, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And this is Mr. Cox.
Morning.
Now, what will you have? We've been up on the hill, George. Thirsty work.
Oh, yes.
What's up with Harry Dempster?
Is your aunt all right?
Why?
I thought she seemed rather subdued at lunch.
Well, we were rather late.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I suppose we shouldn't have gone to the pub, but Cooper seemed so keen.
I'm glad, really. Now you know what it's like.
Oh, you meant the atmosphere. Yes, for a sunny Saturday, I must admit it was on the chilly side.
Of course, they were listening to every word we said. What they don't hear from us, they'll hear from Ada.
Hang on. Your aunt. You don't think she's been to the...
To the summer house? Oh, heaven.
Where is she now?
Well, she told me she was going to the vicarage.
Come on, we'd better go and check those bones. Oh.
The whole place has been tidied up.
I can see that. But our friend is just as we left him.
Well.
What shall we say to your aunt?
Well, what can we say? Leave it to her. We don't know for certain she was in here. It could have been Ada.
Who was on the scene last night?
She's always up and down. She's a great tidier.
I see.
Well, we'd better get back to the house. We don't want Aunt Margaret's finding us out here.
This door's a bit wonky.
Oh, it never shuts properly. Just leave it.
Hello. What's this?
What?
Well, this. It's where the skeleton was lying. It must have fallen off.
It's metal.
Yes. It's old. With some letters.
L-E-D-U.
Ledu. I think it's a coffin plate, but broken.
The skeleton has a name.
Yes.
I wish I could explain it, Norris, but I can't.
Don't upset yourself.
What can I do?
Do? Do nothing.
You could help me. You could help us all.
No one has come to me.
No one? Norris, I have come to you.
It is a situation of their own contriving. One day they will understand their foolishness, their wickedness. Perhaps I will be there to help them, perhaps I will not.
You can't just withdraw.
I'm not. I'm waiting.
Oh.
People are being tested, aren't they? They are being asked if they believe in signs and omens and portents or something else. Something better.
Yes. Yes.
So the instrument of that testing may be doing a good work in the end.
Do you think so? Do you really think so?
Have I helped you, Margaret?
Oh, yes.
Because there is more to come. I realize that.
Here we are. It's a funny old pile, isn't it?
Goodness, it looks high from here.
Don't tell me. You can see four counties from up top.
No, only three, actually, on a clear day. Do you want to go up the tower?
No, thanks.
You're thinking of poor Padley. Mm. Yes, they found him just here. I keep the tower locked now.
So he fell quite near the doorway?
Yes. Well, shall we go in? I've got a separate entrance to my department.
She's
got loads of stuff.
Oh, there's more around the corner.
Well, well. You have been busy.
Oh, I've been at it for years. Nobody else wanted the college, so I got a long lease from the council.
So it's not privately owned anymore?
No.
Who built it?
One of the Hudges. They were railway magnates.
Why did they put it in? It's not a very prominent place, is it?
Oh, the ways of folly builders are mysterious.
Yes. Silly question.
Now, here's a section to interest you, Mr. Cox. You see, I got some outlines of the medieval cultivation banks. Mm.
Strip
lynchets, as you experts call them.
Ah. What's this?
End of an ivory harpoon. Paleolithic.
Paleolithic?
I've said I've been at this some time.
Not as long as that.
What's this? Part of a deer leap.
Absolutely right. Part of the frame. Trust the medievalist to spot it. You see, Susan, when deer were royal property, you couldn't prohibit them from grazing your land. In fact, you actually had to provide these deer leaps to help them cross your fields or fences. They were like sacred cows.
Unless you could get a license to keep them out.
Imagine what a farmer would say nowadays.
Imagine what old Harry Dempster would say. Remember the chap storming out of the pub when we went in?
He'd lost his dog, poor man.
Miserable old blighter. Not very popular in the village.
You have a lot of religious things.
Well, you can see what there is. Sorry it's so dark under. Oh, mine steps.
This triptych is...
Yes, from Tuscany, I think.
Yes. But these hangings, they're Tudor.
Elizabethan, in fact.
Hmm. And undamaged. Isn't that rather rare?
There were some people who made it their business to keep certain things safe.
From the Reformation? A dangerous duty, with the Queen excommunicate and the Armada fitting out.
But that's not your period.
No.
Because you oversimplify or overdramatize. It was from such unfounded fears that the people martyred Campion.
Not in Derbyshire.
But Nicholas Garlick, Robert Ludlam, simple priest, tortured and hung on St. Mary's Bridge.
A long time ago.
Others put into the hands of men like Topcliffe.
John.
Eureka. Oh, now these are interesting.
Yes. Woodworking tools, 18th century, of course. And yes. Sue, if you consent to look at some highly dubious Bronze Age arrows.
Hello, Eddie. Oh, good. I thought you might be shut. John Cox. Look, I wouldn't bother you, but I'm up in Derbyshire. Yes, splendid. Now, could you look up the DNB, the entry for Topcliffe, Richard? That's right. Yes, round about 1530, 1600. Yes, he was the chap Elizabeth used to hammer recusants. A real horror. Yes, of course, I'll hang on. I've got it, Sue. I've got the lot. That note in my bedroom had nothing to do with the cliff, but I bet it had a lot to do with the curse of Gaytrop. It was a very grim little joke. I should think almost certainly connected with a skeleton.
But who exactly was Topcliffe?
Ah, stupid of me. I never thought of him until Cooper mentioned his name.
Well?
Richard Topcliffe, archetypal 16th century sadist masquerading as a patriot. Sucked up to Elizabeth, who used him to hunt and persecute heretics, meaning her sister Queen Mary's supporters. Well, mind you, the other side had used some nasty pieces of work. Bonner for a start, but Topcliffe was something else. He tortured people in his own house. He was allowed to keep a rack there.
Nice.
I quote, the cruelest tyrant of all England, Topcliffe, a man most infamous and hateful to all the realm for his bloody and butcherly mind.
You think that skeleton was once stretched on Topcliffe's rack?
Compared with which he claimed the racks in common use were mere child's play.
Very nice.
The skeleton was here. So was Topcliffe.
Here?
In Derbyshire. Topcliffe retired to a house he got from the Fitzherberts, victims of his, at a place called Padley. Yeah, it's not far away.
But wait a minute. What about the rest of the note? Topcliffe eyes at us.
Ah, my Latin should have occurred to me. Believe it or not, they used to joke at the court about Topcliffe's methods. A Topcliffian custom meant racking. And to harass a poor wretch, they called Topcliffizare, to Topcliffe. Past participle, Topcliffe eyes at us. Got it?
A man who has been Topcliffe.
Exactly. So our skeleton may not have been racked, but certainly hunted and persecuted.
By the Squire of Padley.
Of course, the name may just be a coincidence.
Oh, I bet it isn't.
Anyway, that's cleared the air a bit.
Oh, has it?
Well, things aren't just happening. There's a sort of rationality.
Which makes it better.
Well, someone is playing with us, but there is a... there's an intelligence. Somewhere. The skeleton was Topcliffe's victim. And the victim is crying out. As if he was still among us.
And you find that pleasant? I think it's a hell of a lot more sinister.
If the so-called curse of Gaitrop dates back to the 1500s, it makes some sense. You know my views on that century.
Terrible things happened then. It didn't make them any better that they were part of some political policy. What is this intelligence that's bridged the epochs?
I don't know.
Who is trying to rake up the horrors? Act them out?
What did you think of Cooper's Museum?
Well, he's certainly got some interesting things.
No, that's not what I meant. Did you notice that part of it was below ground level?
Yeah, that was strange. And the walls... some of the stone was far older than 19th century. Mm.
There was obviously something there before the folly. I wonder what.
Mm, and another thing. You remember that little alcove on the right, just beyond the flint weapons?
No, I was more interested in the medieval jetons, in the case of coins.
Ah, he nudged me out of that alcove. He said it led nowhere, but there was a door, I could see it.
If James Cooper's hiding something, why did he ask us in there?
I got the strange feeling that there was something he wanted to communicate, but... well, perhaps changed his mind.
A person with a compulsion to warn would behave like that.
Ah. Oh, there you are, Susan. Your aunt is getting tea, so to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Herrick.
Well, evening, Mr. Cox.
Good evening.
Well, what are you trying to find out? Don't mind me asking.
Find out?
Well, everyone knows by now it's the happenings brought you.
Oh. Do you have answers, Mrs. Herrick?
I've got this.
Oh.
Thank you. I see. Mrs. Herrick, would it surprise you to know that I have the other half?
No, it wouldn't surprise me.
And where did you get yours?
In the little house, in the garden, under one of them mallet things. All swept now, can't abide clutter, never could. Old, isn't it? Old writing. You'll know with your education. Well, time for your tea, then. Don't keep her waiting. I'll be in later.
R-E-R. Now, let's fit them together. Yes. Yes, it certainly looks like a coffin plate. L-E-D-U-R-E-R.
Ledura. Who's Ledura?
I'll take a guess he won't be in the DNB. Anyway, the library's closed by now.
So, we know darn well Ada has seen that skeleton.
But perhaps not your aunt.
Oh, I hope not.
Look, you go along to tea. I'll nip out and check the summer house.
Mm.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Cox. I was wondering where you got to.
Sorry.
Sue, help Mr. Cox to a scone while I go and get some more tea. Won't be a moment.
Mm. Well?
It's gone.
Gone?
You heard me.
Where?
Look, talk about it later. Look, I'd like to see the vicar this evening. You think he'll be in?
I don't see why not. I don't suppose he's particularly busy.
There are one or two things that I would like to ask him.
There we are.
Ah.
Now then, Mr. Cox, some tea.
Ah, thanks. What's that?
The forge. Mike Follett.
Oh, he's working late.
Want to see?
Yes. Yes, okay. Evening.
Hello, Mr. Follett.
Evening. Mind that bar, then. Hot.
Mr. Follett, I was wondering if you could mend this.
What's that? That's a coffin plate, that is. Olden.
Yes, I thought so.
Lead in that. No sense in eating it. Spoil it. Mend it yourself. Use a bit of solder.
Ah, good idea. Well, I'll have a try. Oh, by the way, could you make a doll?
Eh?
A little doll on a wire frame from, say, wax and wood.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mr. Follett.
You get out of here. I'm busy.
Did you have to annoy him?
I certainly did that.
What have you pinched those things for?
I thought they'd come in handy for forcing a locked door. Oh, don't worry, he'll get them back.
John, what are you up to?
Do sit down, Susan. Mr. Cox.
Oh.
Thanks.
Now, what may I do for you?
Mr. Hardman, I think you know I'm a historian.
An Oxford man, I believe.
Yes, and I'm a fellow of St. John's.
And one so young.
Susan has been interesting me in some of the history of Gaythorpe.
Oh, a barren field. Unless you include archaeology. Did you have any luck this morning?
On Stenland Hill? No, not this time.
Afterwards, we went to the museum at the Folly.
Yes, I know. My friend James Cooper realised that you had more than a passing interest in other things.
Yes.
I can understand your reticence. No one likes to be thought interfering.
Is that how you think of it?
The villagers can be difficult.
You found that?
These are pastoral matters.
But you don't want to interfere either?
Up to a point, that is correct.
A man, Joe Padley, was found dead.
Yes, yes, Padley.
At the bottom of the Folly, outside Mr. Cooper's museum.
I hope you don't think James Cooper had anything to do with it.
Oh, he must have been very concerned.
Of course he was. He's a most kindly and sympathetic man, and a very great friend of mine.
Does he have any idea what happened?
You must speak to him.
Well, what about you, Mr. Hardman? Were the police right? Was it an accident?
How can I possibly tell you that?
Mr. Hardman, if you were in touch more, I...
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I...
What didn't you mean? So, even you have heard about me. A vicar who is isolated. Even strangers to the village, interfering strangers. I'm sorry, Mr. Cox and Susan, I don't mean to be rude.
You're not. Please, we do understand.
I suppose, in a way, it's easier to talk to people from outside. I'm afraid you must find us very odd.
Well, someone worse than odd, surely. I mean, someone who could be mentally ill.
No, you're wrong there.
How do you know? Mr. Hardman, I'm trying to help Susan.
How?
She's already been badly scared.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
You know about that?
Miss Oakes told me.
But Sue's not the only one, is she? Just today there was a boy in the village. Loudon, his name is. He got a packet in the post. An effigy of himself mutilated. He's completely mystified, but he's scared too.
Yes. Of nothing.
Oh, it's all very fine to say that.
Would you be, Mr. Cox, frightened of something so simple?
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't. I happen to have a profound contempt for necromancy and black magic.
Because man is a more wonderful and more complex creature than just a babbling, mischievous pagan?
Yes, that he should believe.
You're an historian. You know what men have suffered from murderous superstition.
Indeed.
You are welcome here.
Surely only a madman would revive these practices.
No, there is a logic in it. Only the unwholesome will suffer.
But a man died.
Do you still think Padley's death was intended?
Let me ask you something straight. I know he's a friend of yours, but is James Cooper behind all this?
If you knew him as I do, you would never ask such a question.
He is a scholar, an antiquarian, such a gentle person. But if he thought there was anyone in trouble, someone he needed to protect...
Protect? From exposure?
You won't find James Cooper wanting in loyalty.
Or you. Mr. Hardman, who was Lederer?
Lederer?
Ah, who was he?
I can't help you. I'm sorry. I have other appointments, if you don't mind.
John?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, thank you, Mr. Hardman. I'm afraid I owe your aunt rather a lot for the telephone.
Oh, that's all right.
I was quite determined to find out who Lederer was. I got a mate at New College to do some scratching around.
Any luck?
It's an unusual name, and of course that helped. A priest called Lederer disappeared in 1603 in the north of England, last heard of in a place called Catchmere.
Catchmere?
Yes. Do you know it?
No, never heard of it. Oh. Hang on. There's a gazetteer somewhere.
Ah, good.
Ah. Oh.
Find it?
No. No, it's not in here. C-A-T-C-H.
Mm, that's right.
Mm, no.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got. And quite frankly, all we're likely to get without a lot of work.
But we do know that Lederer existed, and that it's almost certainly his skeleton. That he was a churchman, that he disappeared in this region, that he was contemporaneous with Topcliffe and was very likely one of his victims.
Yeah, Topcliffe was definitely up here in 1603. I wonder what happened to the coffin.
If it was wood, there wouldn't be much left.
And the bones would be stained. They aren't.
And where are they now?
They're quite safe, dear.
Aunt!
I'm sorry. I thought I heard the telephone. The door was open and I couldn't help hearing what you were saying.
So you did find the skeleton?
I think Ada found it first. I suspect she steered me towards it in a rather subtle way. I didn't mean to tell you, dear, because I didn't want to frighten you.
Oh, and we didn't want to frighten you.
We found it on the lawn last night.
I see.
It was I hid it in the summer house.
Well, it's quite safe now. I spoke to the proper person about it, and he has had it removed.
Who?
Mr. Hardman, of course. Well, supper will be ready shortly.
Well.
Mr. Hardman. He had Lederer there all the time we were talking.
A man of few words.
And so cold.
Frozen out?
He has friends.
James Cooper?
Yes.
And your aunt?
Of course.
It's a small village. One always thinks of the parson as a sort of centre.
Not in Gatedrop.
Well, what shall we do this evening?
No, oh, I know what you want to do. You want to go back to the folly with your burglary tools.
Oh, no, not in the dark. Tomorrow. Do you fancy a walk down to the pub?
Okay. After supper.
All right.
Well, I shan't be in a mad rush to go to bed.
I'll have that again, George. Oh, evening, Miss Smith.
Hello. John, this is Mr. Dedge.
You'll be Mr. Cox.
That's right. Look, join us for this one. On me.
Fine, Stubbly.
Oh, thanks.
Good evening, Susan.
Ada.
Oh, what are you drinking, Mrs. Herrick?
Cider. With a bit in it, thank you, George.
A bit of what? You'll ruin yourself.
Oh, don't you worry about Ada. Hey, what have you done with Auntie then, sneaking out?
She's gone to bed. I'm afraid she's awfully tired.
It's the excitement.
Well, Mr. Cox, did you find anything?
How do you mean?
This morning on the hill.
Oh, no. I think Susan has all the luck.
We'll see you again, I expect.
Oh, I don't know. It's a long way from
Oxford.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you lot.
Hurry. You can't bring a dog.
He's dead.
Hey, take it off me counter.
Now, look at that. Now, which one of you did that, eh? I'll murder him, I tell you.
John, look at those marks.
Hello? Yes. Yes, it's very good of you to ring so late. Yes. I see. Uh-huh. Yes, fine. Fine. Good. Now, look, Eddie, there's something else you may know. A dog. Dead. Its back excoriated. Yes, you could call it a saddle. Yes, the wear marks on the flanks. I see. Yes, that's just what I wanted. No, I won't keep you up. I maybe call you tomorrow. Night.
Who was that?
Eddie again. He's really got the bit between his teeth. Yes, and we're riding the Hound of Night.
The what?
The marks on the farmer's dog were ritualistic, all right. It's crazy, I know, but very old. A saddle, you see, and the scratching of the spurs.
The witch riding on a dog?
Yes. Her familiar, the Hound of Night.
Oh, shall I tell you something? I don't want to go to bed at all.
In the 16th century, dogs were found disfigured in this way. Publicity stunts for the demonic. Now, is it some brutal countryman following legendary practices, or some educated madman who doesn't know where to stop? What's got into them? Why do they go so far?
Them, John?
It's all to do with Lederer, probably tormented to death by Topcliffe after he fled to Gaytrop.
To Gaytrop? How do you know that?
Catchmere, Sue. It was the ancient name for this village. Gaytrop is Catchmere.
Who is that at this time of night?
We better find out. They'll wake your aunt.
George!
I brought this. You have it, Mr. Cox. You take it.
What is it?
Oh, come in. You're shaking.
No. Here, Mr. Cox. You keep it. I'll not have it on my place no more. Not after what they did to Harry Dempster.
Killing his dog?
No, they didn't kill him. He were hit by a car. Hit and run. But they found him and they marked him. And sent the message to Harry.
George, what is in this box?
You'll see. You'll know what to do. Hide it, Mr. Cooper said. Well, I'll not hide it. Not a moment longer. I don't care what they say. Here, take it and I'll be gone to me bed.
Okay.
And I'll wish you both a good night.
Yes. Good night.
Well, he's usually such a... I've never seen him like that.
I dare say. But I've a pretty good idea what's in this box. Let's get it into the light.
John!
Yes. The missing part of the skeleton.
Lederer's skull.
With a lot of cabalistic markings. They're fairly recent, I should think.
Well, what do the signs mean?
Oh, I doubt if it matters. All part of the mumbo-jumbo. Authentic, no doubt.
Do you believe, George?
Why not?
It's not just another attempt to scare us.
I think there's obviously been a pretty ruthless attempt to scare everybody. For quite a long time. And I doubt if Padley was the first.
So you do think Padley was involved?
Yes, because of the folly. Yes, I think that's where it all started.
James Cooper.
I wasn't surprised to hear him mentioned.
Well, he's so... normal.
Oh, just because he takes an interest in ancient artifacts doesn't make him normal. I expect Crippen played croquet too.
Well, what are we going to do with this thing?
I know what your aunt would say. Take it to Mr. Hardman. All right, we'll do that in the morning.
James, I'm sorry to call you up here.
It's all right, Norris. I wasn't busy. What's the matter?
You know, I've been to Blaking.
Yes?
Well, when I got back, I found this.
I see.
It was left with my housekeeper. Just left.
By whom?
I'm not absolutely sure. There was no note.
Didn't she recognize the person?
No, but from her description, I would say it was Susan Smith's friend.
Mr. Cox.
How on earth did he get hold of it?
I've no idea.
James, it must go back.
Yes. Yes, Norris, I'll see to it.
But where have they gone then, George?
There again, I suppose.
No, they ain't.
That girl's clever what she finds. Clever.
No more on him.
Him? Oh, my idea of clever. Poking round my forge last evening. That girl. Barmy.
Know what he asked me to make him?
They're not up the hill.
One of them little dolls. Same as you got, Ada.
Sent mine. Found it, didn't I, in graveyard.
What you said.
Oh, it's a joke, Mike. They've got a funny sense of humour, these university people.
Oh, sense of humour, him.
They better watch themselves on Stenland Hill. It's slippy.
How many more times they're not on Stenland? They're over at the Folly.
Sure there's no one around?
Not that I can see.
Well, let's have a go at the door. It's open. It's not locked.
Oh, John, hadn't we better...
No. Come on. Only keep quiet.
Let me have a torch. Careful.
Sorry.
Mind the steps. Now, where is the alcove?
There. Over there.
Hold back the curtain. Yes, there's a door, right?
John, there's a light. Someone's in there. Shh. Have a look through the keyhole.
Yes.
Well, let me look. Candles. And a coffin.
Yes. And is that all you can see?
Cooper, what are you doing here?
Well, that's for me to ask you, isn't it?
Mr. Cooper, I think you ought to explain...
Ought to what, Susan? Now, you two come away from the door at once.
A place you didn't include in the itinerary?
Certainly not. But your curiosity got the better of you. You may possibly regret it, both of you.
We'll see about that.
I suppose you have some idea what lies behind that door.
Of course, it's a tomb, isn't it?
And someone who does not wish to be disturbed.
Lederer?
Innocent, yes.
What's that supposed to mean? Presumably, having scattered his bones around the village, you have now collected them again from the unfortunate Mr. Hardman and laid them properly to rest.
Oh, Mr. Cox, I wish they were at rest.
I see. So you want to go on with your silly games?
You really don't understand, do you?
I understand a good deal. When you were preparing this museum, you found a tomb. A secret tomb on which the Folly had been built and a coffin with Lederer's name. You could easily date it, and it didn't take you long to connect Lederer's name with the curse of Kashmir.
Ah, so you know about Kashmir. That's interesting.
A curse so old that everybody had forgotten its origins.
Their forefathers made every attempt to forget it.
By changing the name of the village.
Yes.
Then why in heaven's name did you decide to revive it? Tormenting and frightening people, driving a whole community into superstitious fear and bitterness.
You see, you really don't understand at all, do you?
No, Cooper. I may not understand your twisted mind, but don't imagine you're going to do any more of this.
I'm sorry you take that attitude, a man like yourself. I was hoping
that I would enter into the fun and games on an intellectual basis.
I think your battery is running down, Susan. Shall we go where it's lighter? It really wasn't a tomb to begin with, you know.
Dungeon, perhaps, a witch's lair.
A priest hole. The old house here belonged to the only people in the neighborhood willing to shelter Lederer when he escaped from his torturer.
From Topcliffe?
Yes, Susan. Topcliffe. Can you possibly imagine Lederer's condition, his anguish? Above all, perhaps, to a simple servant of the faith, his sense of abandonment, rejection?
Mr. Cooper, worse things were done on both sides. Surely you know that. I'm not excusing it, but it was a long time ago.
Worse things, perhaps. Lederer died in that hole. His protectors were hauled off to prison. The house was sacked with help from the villagers. His cell became his tomb.
How horrible.
Yes.
And the curse?
That was, I think, the worst part of it. Lederer left a paper bringing down the most terrible malediction on the people of Kashmir.
So, he turned from the faith.
I doubt if he was entirely sane at the end.
And I suppose that shortly afterwards there were certain manifestations, very frightening to the superstitious minds of that age. The heyday of the so-called black arts.
Indeed.
And you decided that it would be amusing to reproduce those manifestations.
It was not done to amuse, Mr. Cox.
Why then? To show off your historical knowledge? A man died, Mr. Cooper, right outside here. Did you arrange that?
Of course not. Padley's death was dreadful. I never dreamt things would go so far.
What do you mean?
What happened? Look, come outside here.
That's 100 feet up. How did Padley get hold of Lederer's skull? What frightened him so much up there that he fell?
I honestly don't know.
What's on top of the tower?
Nothing, just a flat roof.
Well, perhaps we'd better take a look.
All right. The stairs are over there.
John, no, don't go up.
There's apparently nothing to be frightened of. Stay here if you like. Will you lead the way, Mr. Cooper?
I'll come.
You see? There's nothing here. Just an old air raid siren.
Gaytrip's warning? He must have fallen from over here.
Oh, John, be careful.
Well, who's that down there? Coming out of the museum?
It's Mr. Hardman.
Oh, no. I told him to stay where he was.
Where? Where was he? Was Hardman in the tomb? I see. He came to put Lederer back.
Don't you understand even now? He is Lederer!
Look, for goodness sake, have you gone completely crazy?
Oh, no, 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 not I, not I. Lederer, Mr. Cox, Lederer, Norman French for the Hardman.
Hardman?
He's identified completely.
The names, we should have thought.
Is Hardman out of his mind?
I have been trying to stop him, trying to save him from...
John! He's coming up. He's coming up here.
Listen, be careful. Please be careful.
Oh, come on, Mr. Cooper. There are three of us.
I'm not thinking of us. I'm thinking of him. Be gentle, Mr. Cox. Gentle. It's the only way. He was a fine scholar once, but sensitive to the point of paranoia. He was quite unfit. They never liked him here, never understood him. I watched him grow from a quiet, kindly man to an almost frenzied introvert. I tried to help him. He spent hours in my museum. I know it's hopeless now, but how I wish I'd never shown him Lederer's... The coincidence of the names, the terrible rejection. He became convinced he was related to the dead man, and the working of the curse became a sort of mission.
A dangerous mission in the end.
I can still help him. You must let me help him. Oh, I know that to other people he is like stone. But to me, he will always be the sweetest person.
Hello, James. Why, what's the matter, old chap?
Peter.
Do you see what I see?
Where?
Up on Folly. There's four of them up there.
Aye. Arguing, looks like.
That's no place to be, Stanley. Reckon they know.
What's up, Ada?
Arthur, we better go over to Folly.
What for?
No sense, Gabe. Get some others, Stanley.
What?
Jerry.
So you do see, Norris. These two are our friends.
I have met them.
Mr. Hardman, if there's any way we can help you, Susan and I...
Help me? I don't... I have never required... James, what have you been saying? What have you been telling these people? Why are they here? I came up here to stop it, to end it. I heard voices by the very tomb, my tomb. Padley, it was like Padley. He came right in. It was outrageous. I had to point out to him, to show him who I was, show him my head, the four eyes. But he ran away, up here. I had to follow him, of course, to make him understand. But he was yelling at me. Then, before I could... He was on the ground. I brought my head. He had to see it, but he couldn't because...
Because he was dead.
Come away from the edge, Mr. Hardman. Come on, hold him.
It is time to go.
No, Norris, no. Not that way.
Look, they're coming up from the village.
The people. Do you see them? They are coming to me. They are coming at last. Release me. I must go to them.
Yes, Norris, yes. We'll help you down.
Hold on, they're coming down.
What's it all about?
You'll soon see.
We pray that from this tide land would grant a full and perfect deliverance from such agents of the evil one that do seek to undo these thy devout followers.
It's Hardman. He's coming out.
Parish of Catchmere. This parish of Gaitrop.
Hadn't we better stop him?
The crowd don't look very friendly.
It's too late. We must leave him to it.
Omnis immunde spiritus. Omnis satanica potestas. Omnis satanica potestas. Omnis incursio infernalis adversarii.
What's he on about?
That's Latin.
Omnis
specio.
Omnis congregatio et secta diabolica.
The Roman exorcism.
John is exorcising himself.
Domini nostri Jesu Christi. Irradicare et effugare a Dei Ecclesia ab animabus ad imaginem Dei condibis ac pretioso divini anni sanguini redempti.
Hey, you stop that! We've had enough of that!
Allo! Ah! Nos libera! Said
the Lord's Prayer in reverse.
The Black Mass.
No, he must be stopped.
Lucas! Most!
He's lying down. They're surrounding him. He looks in pain.
Norris! I must get to him. Out of the way! Norris! Norris!
Master Topcliffe, I know thee not.
Norris!
Then are thy informants in grave error, nor have you authority against me, save by an infamous procedure. And thus I say I know thee not, Master Topcliffe.
Copies. It's from the transcript of Ledra's examination on the rack.
Good grief.
A mind in torture. Young man, have you no pity now?
I know thee not, nor any of these gentlemen.
What have we made
of? Be silent, the lot of you. And have respect.
To this I must answer in faith, sirs. I have only one lord, and he is not in Spain, nor on any earthly territory. Have a care how you use the word recusant, Master Topcliffe, for I swear that the recusant is in matters temporal as loyal to our sovereign Elizabeth as any pursuant falsely empowered to persecute men of the church.
Norris, Richard Topcliffe is dead, dead. You know that. In disgrace before he came here and universally execrated. But his victims are venerated. Even though it is said that some, that their minds could not survive the stress he'd heaped on them, and in the terrible division of their loyalty to church and state, to lords and masters, to family, to friends, to all the people of this benighted land. But it's all over, Norris. You know it. All over long ago.
Is it?
For you and for us.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be all right.
I think when they know the full story, they won't entirely blame him.
Well, do you?
He gave me a fright or two, I admit.
And perhaps at times he scared himself.
Will all this change him, do you think?
To an eager young idealist like you?
Oh, that's unfair.
Well, let's hope we'll grow into eager old idealists. My God, in those days, they really cared for their beliefs.
John, are you still in the 16th century?
I suppose so.
By the way, Aunt Margaret's asked me back for a visit in the vacation. I was wondering if you'd like to come too.
Yes, I would. I would like to very much, Sue.
Catchmere Fugitive was written for radio by John Ash, with Richard Morant as John Cox, Kim Hartman as Sue Smith, Peggy Thorpe Bates as Aunt Margaret, and Brian Hewlett as Hardman. Others in the cast were Cooper, James Thomason, Ada, Ingrid Bauer, George, Stephen Sylvester, Stanley Dedge, Richard Grant, Arthur, David Hyde, Mike Follett, David Goodison, Harry Dempster, Hal Jays. The program, which came from Bristol, was directed by Brian Miller.
Two Aquarelles by Delius, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Benjamin Britten.